Alex Berenson, former New York Times reporter and author of Unreported Truths About COVID-19 and Lockdowns. You have said that the rise, Alex, you're quoted as saying that the rise in COVID-19 numbers is basically meaningless. Can you explain?
Sure. Not that the rise in it's. We're talking about positive test results when we talk about cases. And here's what we know. We know that many, many more people are infected with COVID-19 than have ever tested positive in what's called a PCR test, which measures the active presence of the virus in your body. The CDC recently said it was at least 10 times the number. There are other credible estimates out there that it might be 20 to 30 times the number. And that's based on what's called serology testing, which tells us who has been infected and recovered. And so basically, look, there's definitely been community growth in the virus, in the transmission of the virus. There's been spread in the Sunbelt states in the last month. I don't think anybody could dispute that. But it's also true that we basically can if we tested everybody on the same day, we'd have a massive number. And how can I tell you that with certainty? I can tell you because last week, just a few days ago, there was an amazing number out of North Carolina where they have been doing serology testing widely, and they found that almost 15% of people in the state had antibodies. Now, that translates into 1.5 million people in North Carolina recovering from the virus, assuming that their test was correct and there's no reason to believe it wasn't. What we still haven't done that on a national scale, so we truly don't know how many people have already gotten this. But what I'm saying to you, what I'm saying to everyone, is this rise from 10,000 or 20,000 cases, I should say, 20,000 positive tests to 50,000, essentially means very little if we already know that there are hundreds of thousands of people a day nationally being infected with this.